demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. It's Friday morning, and that means Joel Skousen is going to be with us. Hi, Joel. How are you doing?
I'm just fine, Dr. Stan. It's good to be with you as usual.
Well, I missed you yesterday, but, you know, it gives me an opportunity to do open lines, and that's always interesting. And so anyway, what are the major issues we're going to be talking about this morning?
Well, I think we need to key off of the major protests that have been going on around the country and the various Tea Party movements, focusing on April 15th as Tax Day. It's very interesting, that dichotomy between the mainstream media people, several of which made a pitch for everyone doing their, quote, patriotic duty by paying taxes and encouraging everyone to be generous with government. The government deserves our help because it's helping us. All of this kind of, socialist folderol that is typical of the mainstream media. But clearly there is I don't think that there's anything that's ever going to be popular or patriotic about taxes anymore. Everyone feels like government is wasting their money, spending money all overseas, bailing out the big banks. Government has totally lost its credibility with mainstream America, and that's reflected in the Tea Party protests. Protesters yesterday. One of the most prominent themes in those protests, which I'm glad to see, is the fact that America is living in a sea of lies. Alan Karuba asked, how long can a nation sustain itself when its presidents, its government, and its news media tells 1,000 lies every day? Americans are drowning in lies. And worst, of course, most Americans believe these lies because of the official position and reputation of those telling them, including the mainstream media. And Americans have a history of trusting government, but that's a mistake, and it is slowly changing. More and more people are realizing that the government and the mainstream media, which tends to spend most of its time parroting government spokespersons without comment, are covering for unsavory, corrupt, and illegal actions of government officials. And the most common form of that lying is telling partial truths, purposely omitting key portions of the truth that would prohibit a correct assessment of what's going on in the world. And, of course, that's why you and I dedicate our lives to trying to put back the truth into the news. Well, Karuba gives us a sampling of a current avalanche of government lies. The biggest lie, he says, is the budget burdened with trillions in debt, and which does not count additional billions in secret off-budget expenditures, nor the trillions in future government obligations. Loan guarantees, overly generous pension plans, IOUs for, quote, borrowing from Social Security and the FDIC trust fund. And behind that are virtually insolvent entitlement programs of Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. He goes on to say, despite the judgment of legal scholars that health care reform is unconstitutional, would be challenged in the courts. These are the same courts, he says, that have resisted addressing Obama's eligibility to be president. Now, I think it's more than just resisting. This is deliberate obstruction of justice. All of this constitutes 1,000 lies every day. And it's a major system, Dr. Stan. I mean, when you look at the fact that you had a judge in California who had all the appearances of being adamant that he was going to get the bottom of this Obama eligibility thing, claimed that he would not be deterred from this, raked the government attorneys over the coals for trying to, stonewall on this issue, and then all of a sudden he turns himself around and rules in favor of the government without comment. I mean, somebody gets to these people. Somebody telephones them up and says, look, don't go there. This is a matter of national security. Well, Americans, he says, must get ready for a new flood of lies. These are already coming out of the Environmental Protection Agency, now completely in the control of radical environmentalists. The big lie, of course, is that carbon dioxide is a pollutant, and as such can be regulated by the Clean Air Act. No word of any action, he says, regarding the 10 to 20 million illegal aliens living here, except for the intention of the Obama administration to grant them all amnesty. Well, there is word, actually, on that front. The Obama administration is also cranking up the green card process, increasing the number of green cards issued so as to grant legal status to nearly a million people a year. So they're using everything they can, Dr. Stan, to continue to push this agenda. I just noticed today on the news before we started that President Obama has issued an order that requires all hospitals to give gay right partners equal privilege in the services to the hospital. You know, under what guise does a president, you know, have the right to give an executive order to dictate these kinds of things? And nobody's complaining, at least at the mainstream media and pundit level.
Well, the whole idea is that the president really is, for all intents and purposes, a dictator. Whatever he says goes. He makes an executive order. And where's the outcry from our valiant Republican leaders saying, hey, this is unconstitutional? I mean, because you're president doesn't mean you're a dictator. But nobody says that.
Well, Karuba says there are some signs of hope. Newly minted Massachusetts Republican Senator Scott Brown was elected because he told the truth. My comment is yes, but he told the truth only to get elected. He's now turning out to be a fairly liberal senator, bending over backwards to please the Republican establishment leaders, which are anything but conservative.
Right.
You know, he comments about the new Republican governors in Virginia and New Jersey, and they were elected because they told the truth. Well, mostly about fiscal budget issues, but these men will compromise and on many other issues about liberty, and the governor of Virginia is already doing so. Four out of every 10 members of the Tea Parties are self-identified Democrats and independents who join because they want the truth and want an end to depredations of this administration, says Karub. The majority of the members of the Tea Party are women, but the mainstream press continues to depict them as violent, racist vigilantes. And there are infiltrators, of course, who are determined to make sure that that charge sticks. Well, any politician representing himself with one ideology and acting another one fits into the category of wolves in sheep's clothing, whether on the left or on the right. Virtually every president since Reagan has been living a lie in that regard, Obama included. While Obama did come from the left, he's clearly now following the same globalist agenda as George Bush, all with different rhetoric. Conservatives
are,
of course,
back in just a moment with Joel Skouse here at the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan, we'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and duck tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
Hello, Dan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Joel Skousen, and simply talking about, you know, really what's going on as far as the Tea Party is concerned, and certainly the fact that the establishment is trying to infiltrate this organization to prevent the American people from protesting as we move away from American values towards this one-world globalist government that is their ultimate goal, objective, and quest. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, we're talking about the multitude of lies that America is swimming in from government and mainstream media. But even the conservatives themselves are susceptible to one of the most sophisticated deceptions, and that is wolves in sheep's clothing. Someone pretending to be a Christian conservative, but only giving them the rhetoric and never acting the part. Conservatives are particularly, you know, particularly Christians are susceptible to being deceived. So anxious are they to believe that they're on the verge of a major change in their favor when someone like George Bush gets elected or Scott Brown from Massachusetts. Nothing could be further from the truth. These people have no intention of following through. They're only giving us the rhetoric. And it's all too easy during election time to feign allegiance to God. Even Clinton did that. And the Constitution, which all of them do, and that's often a lie. For example, Representative Phil Hare, a Democrat of Illinois, was caught on tape dissing the Constitution to which he swore an oath when pressed by voters at his town hall meeting to point out where in the U.S. Constitution is given the right to pass Obamacare. Representative Hare had the audacity to say, "I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest. I believe it says we have the right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, well, beside the fact that that's part of the Declaration of Independence, not the Constitution." It certainly indicates his give-a-care attitude. Even Representative Henry Hyde, who was House leader at the time, dismissed the Constitution as an anachronism at a congressional hearing when he was countering Representative Ron Paul. The record, as we've talked about before, was carefully purged to save him any embarrassment. That's conspiracy, in my opinion. Well, black operations and furtherance of undermining liberty is also one of the big lies that we live with. Far and away, the largest lies are told when the government covers up for conspiracies to do illegal acts. But over time, government conspiracies to obstruct justice start to unravel as more whistleblowers emerge. Going into one example, in this week's World Affairs Brief, our own government was deeply involved in the assassination of John F. Kennedy, and it used a number of patsies, mafia hitmen, and corrupt underworld figures to cover for its own direction and involvement. Typical of all government assassinations or false terrorist attacks that are complicated, there are some non-conspirators who get caught up in the event, who see things that they aren't supposed to see, or observe government officials trying to suppress inconvenient facts that point to government involvement. Many honest government officials, military personnel, law enforcement people have had to be warned and threatened by higher authority to keep them silent. Sadly, you know, few people in government are willing to challenge this kind of improper control. Most take it as a matter of national security, which is not to be challenged. However, as time passes and more evidence emerges of government involvement in a conspiracy, the more courageous and moral of the observers sometimes decide before their death to reveal what they know. In a previous example in the briefs, I covered the death row in testimony of one of the JFK assassinations on the grassy knoll, who admitted he shot Kennedy, among several others that were shooting at Kennedy, and he worked both for the CIA and mafia that the CIA had ordered the shooting. Now, don't presume by that the CIA runs the dark side of government. There are others higher up who give the orders. Now we have someone coming forth who's a U.S. government official who worked on the investigation, telling what he knows. Douglas Horn, who served as senior analyst for military affairs on the Assassination Records Review Board, the ARRB, has now published a book called Inside the ARRB, a five-volume study of the efforts of the board to declassify documents and records held by the CIA, the FBI, the Secret Service, and other government organizations related to the assassination of JFK. As a former government official, historian, and author, he is speaking out to disabuse the public of any lingering belief that the Warren Report, the House Committee final report, Gerald Posner's book Closed Case, and Vincent Buglioso's Reclaiming History, he's disabusing the public that any of these represent the truth. These are all shills for the government position. In a new article called Birds of a Feather, Subverting the Constitution of Harvard Law, Horn has made a forceful declaration to set the record straight. Here's what he said. I know from my former role as a government official on the staff of the ARRB that there is overwhelming evidence of a government-directed medical cover-up in the death of JFK and of wholesale destruction of autopsy photographs, autopsy x-rays, early versions of the autopsy report, and biological materials associated with the autopsy. Furthermore, he says, dishonest autopsy photographs were created, skull x-rays were altered, the contents of the autopsy report changed over time as different versions were produced, and the brain photographs in the National Archives were not photographs of President Kennedy's brain. They were fraudulent, substitute images of someone else. Now, these are the same claims, amplified, that David Lifton produced in his excellent book called Best Evidence, which I consider one of the best treatises on the assassination evidence. Well, over and beyond the medical evidence, Horn also has demonstrated that the home movie of the assassination, known as the Zapruder film, and others that correspond to it, such as the Nix film and others, have been massively edited to remove indications of Secret Service complicity in the crime, including these facts. The driver brought the limo to a halt to make sure that the president could be killed. This is contrary to what they are told to do. They're supposed to speed up and get out of the kill zone. The president's brains were blown out to the left rear in relationship to the bullets from the grassy knoll, and the motorcycle patrolman accompanying the limo rode forward at the time of the stop to inform Dallas Police Chief Jesse Curry that the president had been hit. None of these events appear in the versions of the film that are extant in the public. They have all been edited out. Another of the largest secrets in government is the fact that the government is building a top-secret list of dissidents for future incarceration and elimination. All tyrannical forms of government operate this way, and the dark side of the U.S. government is no different. There's a major piece that's come out by Christopher Ketchum of Radar magazine called The Last Roundup. And in this week's brief, I outline some of his excerpts. It's quite extensive what he has written. But the key points are these. For decades, the federal government has been developing a highly classified plan that would override the Constitution in the event of a terrorist attack. Or war, I would add. It's also compiling a secret enemies list of citizens who would face detention under martial law. He says in the spring of 2007, a retired senior official at the U.S. Justice Department sat before Congress and told an ominous story. It was about a principal bureaucrat struggling to protect his country from a highly classified program with sinister implications. And as we know, and I've covered this in the brief before, that bureaucrat's name was James Comey, John Ashcroft's second in command of the Department of Justice during Bush's first term. Comey had been a loyal political foot soldier of the Republican Party for many years, yet in his testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee, he described how he had grown increasingly uneasy as he reviewed the Bush administration's various domestic surveillance and spying programs. Much of his testimony centered on the operation that was so clandestine he wasn't allowed to name it or describe what it did even to the Senate committee. He did say, however, that he and Ashcroft had discussed the program in 2004, trying to decide whether it was legal. And shortly before the certification deadline, Ashcroft fell ill with pancreatitis making Comey acting attorney general. And Comey opted not to certify the program. And when he told the White House this, Bush's men told him, in so many words, take your concerns and shove it. Comey refused to knuckle under, and the dispute came to a head on that cold night of March 10, 2004, hours before the program's authorization was to expire, and at the time Ashcroft was in intensive care at George Washington Hospital following emergency surgery. And so all these people descended upon his hospital room to try to get him to overrule Comey's words. They sent Chief of Staff Andrew Carr, then White House Counsel Alberto Gonzalez, on a mission to persuade him, to override. And he basically, in one of his rare moments, or Ashcroft, in one of his rare moments of principle, said to Comey, who was there in the hospital room, he wasn't invited, but he came anyway, and he found the White House people were headed there. He said, "There's the attorney, the acting attorney general." And so Ketchum asked, what was this mysterious program that so alarmed Comey? Well, 2 months after Comey's testimony to Congress, the New York Times reported one tantalizing detail, that the program had prompted him to threaten resignation involved computer searches through massive electronic databases. The larger mystery remained intact. It was not known precisely why searching the databases or mining that data raised such a furious legal debate. Another clue came from the rather unexpected source, President Bush himself, when he addressed the nation in 2005 after the first disclosures of the NSA's warrantless electronic surveillance. He insisted that the spying program in question was reviewed every 45 days as part of a planning of assessment in the continuity of our government program. Ah, that was another hint. There is a program called Continuity of Government, COG, and it is essentially this program of replacing government under martial law or war with a pre-prepared secondary form of government, non-elected officials that would replace every representative in the United States who have special rooms at these underground bunkers so that they can survive what's going on, and they would rule the country after it goes into a war or martial law situation. Well, while Comey, who left the Department of Justice in 2005, has steadfastly refused to comment further on the matter, that means he's been threatened. A number of former government employees and intelligence sources have told Ketchum that they have independent knowledge of domestic surveillance operations and claim the program that caused the flap between Comey and the White House was related to a database of Americans who were considered political threats in the event of national emergency. I think that means you and I, Stan, and many others. Sources familiar with the program say that the government's data gathering has been overzealous and probably conducted in violation of federal law and the Fourth Amendment. So this
well,
is a
there
very
are always
serious...
those who want to be dictators. They are in power today, fortunately, why they're restrained by the Constitution. And as long as the Constitution remains in force, we're all right. My fear is that they plan to suspend the Constitution to create an incident, and whether it'll be another false flag operation with a terrorist attack, something of that sort. All we can do is keep informing the American people, let them understand the true nature of the wicked people who work behind the scenes intent upon the destruction of freedom in this country.
Well, it's interesting that veteran intelligence agents who had talked to Radar Magazine and Ketchum had even known the name of the database. It's called Main Core, MAINCORE, Main Core. And he said what was being requested by Comey for legal approval was exactly what a Main Core story would be. A source regularly briefed by people inside the intelligence community adds, Comey had discovered that President Bush had authorized the NSA to use a highly classified and compartmentalized continuity of government database on Americans in computerized searches of its domestic intercepts. there's so much more going on in terms of wireless or warrantless wiretapping and data collection in the United States, and the American people would just be shocked at what's been going on. And it's been going on for years, even before the Bush administration. What they really did was start to leak out little portions to get people used.
Hold up. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I understand. Back here at the American Freedom Network. Before we go on, Joel, would you like to go ahead and tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get a free copy of the World Affairs Brief, and hopefully subscribe to it?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. The World Affairs Brief is my weekly news analysis service that comes out every Friday. There's a modest subscription price for it, but people can get a free sample copy to see if they'd like to subscribe by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And this week's brief is extremely important because I do outline for the first time, and this article by Ketchum that I quote excerpts from is the first time that we have had any concentrated evidence about these secret databases. There have been, rumors about red lists and blue lists and other types of things for many years, but he has accumulated the testimony of ex-government officials, the most that I've ever seen, and it's impressive what goes on. Plus the fact that what we're talking about with the testimony of Douglas Horn, There are so many whistleblowers that have come out about the Kennedy assassination. It's virtually a certainty that he was killed by our own government. And so these are very, very important issues, I think, that are important for people to understand.
Agreed.
As we were talking about, this major database is now called Main Core. One knowledgeable source claims that over 8 million Americans are now listed on Main Core as potentially suspect. I mean, this isn't talking about criminals, who are locked up. These are ordinary Americans of the left and the right who are viewed as non-compliant with government, that distrust government. And so you can bet that during the Tea Parties, you have a great deal of infiltration. You have a lot of government agents walking around, taking names and passing themselves off as journalists, getting to know who are the major organizers, and they're taking names. They're putting them on lists. Officials of the Department of Homeland Security began actively scrutinizing people who had been flagged in Maine Corps as potential domestic threats. Some of these individuals may receive a letter or a phone call, or others request to register with local authorities, but none of that has been happening so far. What is really fearful is that others may someday get a knock on the door and find police and armed soldiers outside and arrest them without showing a warrant, or even if they show a warrant, they won't tell why they're being arrested, and they simply disappear into the system. As we know now, judges have ruled that governments can, in fact, arrest citizens, put them under indefinite detention as long as they don't charge them with a crime. The constitutional provision for a speedy trial doesn't start ticking. Well, of course, as Ketchum writes, he says, it's appropriate for any government to plan for the worst. And I say that's not quite true, except when that worst is not a threat to national security, but a threat to the secret combinations of power which have illegally gained control over this country. When the continuity of government plans are shrouded in extreme secrecy, effectively unregulated by Congress or the courts, and married to an overreaching surveillance state, which seems to be the case with Maine Corps, even sober observers must weigh whether or not the protections put in place by the federal government are becoming more dangerous rather than less. And certainly we would agree with that. Another informed source tells Ketchum, he says, this particular program has roots going back at least to the 1980s and was set in place with the help from the Defense Intelligence Agency. A host of publicly disclosed programs now supply data to Maine Corps. Most notably are the NSA domestic surveillance programs initiated in the wake of 9/11. So 9/11 really was a changing time in our whole course of history, Dr. Stan, where the government used it as an excuse, and it wasn't just an accident. They perpetrated 9/11. I'll be very frank. I'm a firm believer this is not just government foreknowledge. This is government direction and perpetration.
I have no question. You're right. I would add simply InfraGuard, InfraGuard. Look it up on the Internet. It is the FBI site where they have recruited informers throughout our country, 30 or 40,000 of them. I'm sure many well-meaning Americans, to begin informing on their neighbors, somebody who might have said something against the government. InfraGuard, look it up. It's real. It's not imaginary. And I believe, of course, they are recruiting Americans to inform on other Americans, just as Adolf Hitler did, as Stalin did, as Chairman Mao did, and it's going on today with the full help and support of the FBI.
Well, that's right. James Comey had concluded that the use of the Maine Corps database compromised the legality of the overall NSA domestic surveillance project. Philip Girardi says, who's a CIA counterterrorism officer and outspoken critic of the agency, says, if Maine Corps does exist, the Department of Homeland Security is likely its home. This is a very important point he makes. If a master list is being compiled, it would have to be in a place where there are no legal issues. The CIA and FBI would be restricted by oversight and accountability laws, so I suspect it is at DHS, which is, as far as I know, operates without any such restraints. Now, actually, I don't share Giraldi's statement there. The CIA and FBI have compartmental dark side programs deep within their system that are completely oblivious to oversight and accountability laws and have since for years. So there's no such need to actually house this at DHS, which is too new to probably be tasked with this. I think DHS will be reserved for enforcement provisions to have the shock troops to go out and make the knock-on-the-door arrests in the night, as happened in Soviet Russia and Nazi Germany. He says, Giraldi continues and says, the process is not transparent. The criteria of getting on the list is not clear. I am certain that the content of such a master list as Maine Corps would not be carefully vetted, and there would be many names on it for many reasons, quite likely including the two of us. Speaking of he and the author. Well, Senator John V. Tunney of California, the son of heavyweight boxing champion Gene Tunney and the inspiration for Robert Redford's film, The Candidate, found the agency, the FBI, had maintained electronic dossiers on at least 100,000 Americans that started during the Hoover time. The database was located in the agency's secret underground city at Mount Weather near the town of Bluemont, Virginia. The senator's findings were confirmed in a 1976 investigation by Progressive Magazine, which found that the Mount Weather computers can obtain millions of pieces of information on personal lives of Americans by tapping databases stored in any one of the 96 federal relocation centers. And one might stumble, what do you mean 96 federal relocation centers? What are they? Well, those are classified facilities that are designated for relocation or rehabilitation, meaning concentration camps. And, of course, there's been a great deal of denial that there are any such things, mostly because everybody keeps talking about FEMA camps. But these camps have even existed well before FEMA got involved and have been usually on military facilities.
We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Are you aware that oxidative stress provides a foothold to more than 100 diseases? Discover the only supplement clinically proven to eliminate the age-dependent increase in markers of oxidative stress to that of a 20-year-old. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. There is only one product that triggers your body to produce a host of free radical-fighting enzymes. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. For your improved health, check out the ABC video at www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com.
Your friends at A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning in Brighton remind us the responsibility of drivers. Caution and courtesy is the key to staying safe. Please remember to pay special attention around schools, parks, playgrounds, and especially around school buses while they're picking up and dropping off. Our children are our future. Please do your part to keep them safe. That's from A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning, the experts who can tell you if your last year's fuel bill was grossly out of line, what repairs or replacements would offer you the greatest long-term savings. Call 303-659-1087. That's 303-659-1087. A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning.
Bilko's probably the best place.
Well, Dr. Stan, I've got to run. I'm on Freedom Network. I go right ahead, Joel. This is the last segment here. Go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, we're talking about this huge database on American dissenters that the administration, or actually the federal government, regardless of any administration, Republican or Democrat, continues to build and expand. We're talking about the mention that Senator Tunney found when he started to investigate this, that there were 96 federal relocation centers developed around the country, and that was clear back in 1976, Dr. Stan. And here the government is still denying that there are no concentration camps. Well, Tunney found out that most of these were on military bases, and one of the reasons that they've shut down a lot of military bases and not eliminated the property is that these become prime places. Two of the relocation camps that I was able to discover, one was at Nellis Air Force Base, just north of the base. In fact, it's visible from the freeway, I-15. If you're driving down from north to south, you can see it on the left-hand side, up against the side of the hill, huge triple-wire fences, a massive concentration camp can probably hold 10 or 15,000 people. And I've actually visited it when it did have some token prisoners just to keep it operational, and found out that last year, I reported this in my World Affairs brief, that the Bureau of Prisons, that had this listed on it as a prison camp, took it off the list, and suddenly it's gone underground. The same thing with a smaller prison they have at Seymour Johnson Air Force Base. So they're not all large camps like this one at Nellis, but it proves that there really are such things. It makes me wonder, you know, when Glenn Beck did his supposed debunking of FEMA prison camps, that he never even mentioned, you know, such camps that are actually, at least up until last year, were right on the government's list of prison camps. And we have to ask ourselves, why are they taking them off the list when they're not being dismantled and not being disposed of? I think it's because they don't want the American people to know about the existence of these camps.
Well, you know, they rehabilitated all those Japanese prison camps that were used during the Second World War. At least put out an $800 million to rehabilitate them under the guise, we want to make them national monuments to remind people how terrible it was to put American citizens in concentration camps. And then they turned around and gave what was a $390 million to one of the subsidiaries of Halliburton to build new detention camps. And this was, what, 2007, somewhere there. And we cover all that in a talk we give on the planned police state. And the average American says it just couldn't happen here. And I'd ask why it couldn't happen here. If God is just, he's going to bring terrible judgment on this country.
Well, there's been no oversight over that Brown and Root contract that you mentioned about building more camps. Just no oversight. They won't talk about where they are or what the status is or where the money is being used, which shows that this is a secret program.
Sure.
Texas Congressman Jack Brooks attempted to question Oliver North about the Rex 84 and the 96 federal detention and holding facilities during the 1987 Orion-Contra hearings. He was rebuffed even by his fellow legislators. He said, I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan by the same agency, FEMA, that would suspend the American Constitution, Brooks said. I was deeply concerned about that. I wondered if that was the area in which he, North, had worked. Senator Daniel Inouye, chairman of the Select Committee on Iran, immediately cut off Brooks, saying, that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir. Though Brooks pushed for an answer, the line of questioning was not allowed to proceed. Obviously, compromised and controlled senators like Inouye knew and were in agreement with this secret policy to have detention camps and the ability to curtail the Constitution under an excuse of martial law.
If I could just mention, we actually have the video of that. Anybody would like to see it, it's in what we call the Amazing Clips or in the Concentration Camp Special. You'll see Congressman Jack Brooks at the hearings trying to bring out the truth, and Senator Inouye repeatedly interrupting and saying, we cannot have this discussion. We can have this in a private session. This cannot be brought out publicly. And here, all he's talking about is suspending the Constitution and rounding up people and put them in concentration camps. And you need to see that video, and you need to get everybody you know to see that video. It's one of the most important clips we offer. It's in the concentration camps of Special or the amazing clips. They're available from Radio Liberty. Go right ahead, Joe.
Well, Congress itself has recently widened the path for both extra-constitutional detentions by the White House and domestic use of military forces during a national emergency. As we've talked about before, the Military Commissions Act of 2006 effectively suspends habeas corpus, even for citizens, because of its loose and free definitions of who is an enemy combatant. It has freed up the executive branch to designate any American citizen an enemy combatant, forfeiting all privileges according to the Bill of Rights. The John Warner National Defense Authorization Act, passed also in 2006, a very bad year, I might say, included a last-minute rider entitled Use of the Armed Forces in Major Public Emergencies, which allowed the deployment of U.S. military units not just to put down domestic insurrections, as permitted under Posse Comitatus, and the Insurrection Act of 1807, but also to deal with a wide range of calamities, including natural disasters, epidemics, or serious public health emergencies, terrorist attacks, or incidents. I mean, that's enough to cover anything. More troubling, in 2002, Congress authorized funding of the U.S. Northern Command, NORTHCOM, which, according to the Washington Post military intelligence expert William Arkin, allows for emergency military operations in the United States without civilian supervision or control. So, Bruce Fein, as he says, we're at the edge of the cliff and we're about to fall off. To a national emergency planner, everybody looks like a danger to his stability and to his bureaucracy. There's no doubt that Congress would have the authority to denounce all of this and to refuse to appropriate money, but there's an absolute silence on the part of Congress. And Ron Paul would certainly be willing to take up the charge, but he's got so much on his plate as it is, fighting the Federal Reserve and other things, it's hard for him to do it all. Unfortunately, he's probably the only one in Congress who is absolutely principled on these matters.
We're out of town, Joel. Out of time. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
My pleasure.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I'm back here at the American Freedom Network, and hope you enjoy our our regular sessions with Joel Scouse. Now, to understand what's really going on, we've got a great new DVD. Dr. Catherine Holbrook was the supervisor for it. It's called Shadow Government, and it covers a lot of the things we're talking about here. Shadow Government, the DVD. We also have one put out by Alex Jones, The Fall of the Republic. Another one on the concentration camps, Camp FEMA. These are not imaginary. They're real. You need to get this information. You need to get this out to your friends. Now, we have something we call the concentration camp special. It actually has that clip that Joe was talking about, where you'll see Congressman Jack Brooks at the Iran-Contra hearings trying to bring up the fact that there is a plan in the case of an emergency to suspend the Constitution and round up people and put them in concentration camps. And then you'll see Congressman Henry Gonzalez say, yes, there really is a plan in case of an emergency to round up people and put them in concentration camps. You can get that in the Amazing Clips or in the Concentration Camp Special, which we has a four-tape set, and the Amazing Clips, and all sorts of other things you need to have. We have my talk on the planned police state and the syllabus that goes with this. Ladies and gentlemen, you must get the information. Anything I have produced, you have my permission to copy and disseminate far and wide. They are going to bring about a war with Iran. They're going to have a national emergency. They're going to stage terrorist attacks in the United States because, of course, 9/11 was a staged attack. Certainly, there's no question that a plane hit the building, the South Tower and the North Tower, but that doesn't mean that brought the buildings down. Building 7 was obviously a planned demolition. If you do not believe that, go to my website, radioliberty.com. Go to the section on other videos across the web. Go to the bottom of the page, and it says Building 7. Watch it come down. See the center of the building collapse, the roof of the building collapse, and then the bottom goes. It was obviously a controlled demolition. Watch it several times. It took me a long time to be willing to accept the fact that they killed 3,000 Americans that day intentionally so they could justify going to war with Afghanistan and Pakistan and Iraq. It was all planned long ahead of time, as you'll learn from one of our, I guess, interviews next week. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. The time is late. You've got to be involved. Help us get the information out. Help us maintain our network of 60 outlets every single week as we reach people across America and try to get them to understand the truth about what's going on, that there really are evil and wicked people. We have an invisible government. It centers around the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations. You'd like their membership? We have a syllabus called the Membership List of the Brotherhood of Darkness. And they really are a Brotherhood of Darkness. They, of course, are dedicated to bringing about a world government, destruction of our freedom, but they're using the financial and military power of the United States today to bring about a world government. That's why we have troops stationed in 130 or 140 nations. Pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty. And we'll be back on Monday. Until then, may the Lord be with you.
Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866. We'll be right back.
the Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver. Denver.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. He says he can't accept the deaths of coal miners simply as a cost of doing business, and President Barack Obama is ordering a sweeping federal review of coal mine safety. In the aftermath of the explosion earlier this month that killed 29 miners in West Virginia, Obama says the government will quickly get inspectors into mines that have troubling safety records. Justice Stephen Breyer is predicting the Supreme Court will one day pass judgment on this year's health care overhaul.